The music business has become a big data business, with millions of songs streaming every day globally across hundreds of internet and mobile platforms. The creators who made and the companies that finance those recordings are supposed to get paid. Now, leave aside how much. Do they get paid accurately and completely on what they are owed? Well, no, say most experts in the field, and they don't because of bad and missing ownership data. We've met Dart, the Nashville company that's using artificial intelligence to compile a definitive database of ownership and rights. But then what? How does that data reach and influence those millions and even billions of transactions? Here is where Nashville's tech insiders are looking for outside help from a company so dedicated to its new technology it's built right into its name, Dot Blockchain.
Thank you. My name is Benji. I'm co-founder of a company.
On the music business conference circuit, Benji Rogers has been all but unavoidable in the last year. Famous for creating the crowdfunding company Pledge Music, Rogers has a new venture and a new cause. He's been living out of a suitcase, explaining and evangelizing for something he's calling Dot Blockchain. Here he is at the Fast Forward 2016 conference.
A blockchain distributed ledger or database seems like a great place to build a global decentralized database of rights and ownership and rules.
The British phonographic industry.
Enshrine within the DNA of the song itself certain rule sets. Then what you can do is you can enforce them.
And the Bridge the Atlantic Music Business Podcast.
When it shows up on YouTube, Facebook, or on a torrent site, whatever it is, and you double tap, you will always be able to see who owns it, how to contact and pay them.
I love that. That is amazing.
That's podcast host Marcio Novelli, and he's far from alone in his assessment. But what is blockchain, and why is Benji Rogers trying to make it the linchpin of a music industry revolution? I reached him at Dot Blockchain headquarters in New York.
If you can take information on who owns the track, i.e. the writers, performers, and everyone that was involved in it, and put it into a box or a kind of a digital format, and make the precondition of the format that you can't remove that information, then that would be what I would consider to be a fairly tradable music format.
That's a key term. A file format is a type of software that does a certain kind of job. .jpeg is a format for images, and .mov files are for video. The common music formats are .mp3 and .wave. Roger's new format is .bc.
The reason that we went for the format is because everything else was, let's build the monster database to rule them all.
He's saying that if data is sitting in one place, it might be accurate, but how does it reach all of those music platforms?
What we said was, if we build the format that builds the database, you're in a different realm. And it's because something I said earlier, which is songs are now files and files go everywhere.
And blockchain files, the .bc files, are much better at carrying metadata with the song than MP3 or any other format in the industry today, because they can't be changed or hacked, and they can't be separated from the audio. That's why Rogers talked about a box and about the DNA of the sound file. This wasn't even imaginable a few years ago, but something changed.
Bitcoin.
It's all the rage, but what the hell is it? And why should you care? In a nutshell, it's an electronic currency.
That's CNN's Jake Tapper reporting last year. To understand blockchain and .bc music files, you have to know a little something about the world's first virtual currency. So I visited a local expert.
So my name is Lid Shaw, and I sort of discovered Bitcoin back in 2013.
Shaw, a record producer and recording engineer in East Nashville, became a Bitcoin trader and co-host of an award-winning podcast.
I just thought it was really fascinating. You know, the whole concept of blockchain technology. And of course, I was intrigued by the, you know, this potential investment value of it all.
He says Bitcoins are secure computer files that the user stores in a digital wallet. Each has two key variables, a quantity of Bitcoin and the up-to-date value of Bitcoin worldwide against all the other trading currencies. How does it know? That's the mind blower.
The blockchain is referred to as a distributed autonomous ledger.
Autonomous because each Bitcoin file is sacrosanct and one of a kind. Distributed because every file in every wallet is always listening to the internet, receiving a one-way message every few minutes with the market value based on ever-changing demand.
What I think is fascinating about the blockchain and the way it might integrate with the music industry now is that it becomes this trusted ledger that nobody can mess with.
To be clear, neither Shaw nor Benji Rogers are saying that people will pay for music with Bitcoins. Instead, Dot Blockchain has leveraged the underlying technology of Bitcoin to make secure sound files that also listen to the blockchain for changes and updates.
An initial group of people who compose something and agree that this is the truth about it can embed it in the blockchain, and it's there for good. And the only way it can be changed is if that same group of people come together and agree that it's time for a change and we're going to verify this change. And more importantly is, imagine that there's some opportunity for a company to want to use music and they desperately need all the information about who owns that music and how do we pay in order to use it. All that information can be trustfully embedded into the blockchain.
Benji Rogers says he's hoping by the end of this year, Dot Blockchain will be able to launch millions of .bc song files into the bloodstream of the internet where they can be used for trusted commerce.
And the really cool part about this is every song will have its dashboard. And when you double tap into your dashboard as a creator or a participant to a song, you'll actually be able to look at where it's being used and how people are enjoying it.
And the embedded metadata will go well beyond the writers, publishers, and accurate titles. Blockchain files can carry smart contract rules, which will be accessible on a permission-only basis.
You can say, this song is available for use in YouTube, but not in any videos that do this. But if it is used by this, we'd like this type of ad to be at the beginning, this in the middle, this at the end, and this is the account to pay. With a smart asset, an actual musical asset, which we don't have today, its destiny can be maintained and it can grow.
When you break it down, it's really actually a very simple idea.
That's Mark Montgomery, strategist and investor relations chief at Dart in Nashville.
It says this is the thing in the center.
The song.
And when anything around it changes, notify everybody in real time and then just change the pay stream. Yeah. That's all it is. It's just a decentralized accounting system.
Montgomery spends a lot of time talking directly to artists and writers. And his message, in part, is that while the digital giants, Google and Spotify in particular, have a bad reputation, those companies want to do the right thing and will if they get the tools that make it possible.
That we need to build a system that allows people to care for your stuff, but you own it. And that's what Dot Blockchain and what Dart does, is it identifies who owns it and in real time changes it when it changes.
A Dot Blockchain future also means the song file metadata could include historic information, photos, liner notes, dates, and recording personnel. We'll be able to search for anything that Joni Mitchell ever sang harmony on. Now, that makes us music aficionados excited, but the music business has incentive to get on board, says Benji Rogers, because despite the past inertia, the potential of a friction-free accounting system is huge.
The music industry should be a $100 billion a year industry.
It's currently less than a quarter of that.
And it's not, because it's so slow to commit commerce because of the data problems and because of the issues of getting people paid. There is more money to be made over the table in a transparent system than there is under it.
More about what's at stake for creators and content owners and how they'll use this new system coming up next time in Music, Money, and Metadata.